title of the message is, How Would You Feel? So with that understanding as to how would you feel, I have a little story to tell you. My wife would often say, you don't know how I feel. And the reason she would say that is because she has arthritis, all right? And arthritis can be very painful and sometimes stop you in your tracks. Now, she's had this pain for a long time in different parts of her body. And sometimes I could just see the pain in her face, all right? And I can't explain to her that I'm sorry, but I can't feel what you feel. But then something happened. 4 years ago, I had sciatic pain. And I had it from my full leg, from the top to the bottom, down to my foot. And I was walking in pain. There was nothing anybody could possibly do. And I had the sciatic pain. That went on for about 5 or 6 months. And then finally, the way it came, it went away. 3 years ago, my wife had sciatic pain. And I could see what she was going through because I knew. I went through it before. I could feel everything she felt because I felt it before. Now, in order to experience what somebody is feeling, you have to have experienced it yourself. So listen to this. That means you have to become like they are. You've heard, if I was in your shoes, I would do this, this, and this. Well, if you were in their shoes, you'd be doing the same exact thing they did because that's what you would be experiencing. You would no longer have your ability to say, I would do something different because you wanted to be in their shoes. Because you have become like they are. Now that I laid out the background as to this message, let's look closer in the Bible and see how God feels about the actions of mankind. We're going to go through the scriptures in the Bible, and we're going to see what man did and how God looked at it. And in doing so, we can become more aware of the things we do and how God looks at what we do. To start off, God created Adam and Eve. And we know Adam and Eve, they rebelled. But don't you think God was extremely sad because of what they did? Not only because of what they did, because they didn't want to listen to him, all right? Because he could see from the very beginning the total outcome of where it's going to end, all right? And he had warned Adam, all right? The day he took up the tree of the forbidden fruit, all right, he was going to die in that day. And Adam had lived less than one day according to God's time. He lived approximately 22 to 23 years. So let's turn to Genesis 6. We're going to read verses 5 and 6. So in Genesis 6, we see, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth, and he grieved in his heart. So right away we see God has a heart, and he's sorry he made man. Now, here's a comment. How would you feel if that was you that created the earth and everything on it? Think about that. That way you just created your beings and tell them and that you had just created the beings tell you that they wanted to do it their way and not your way. The next thing we see is that God had Noah build an ark, and then God destroyed the earth with a flood. So let's look at Genesis 8 and read verses 20. So in Genesis 8 it said, "Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar, and the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, 'I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I destroy every living thing as I have done.'" So once again, he's giving man a chance. Once again, he's saying man is going to go the same way that they had gone previously. Now, God spared Noah and his family. He knew they would disobey his laws. So let's look at something else. Let's turn to Matthew 7 and verse 12. So Matthew 7, verse 12, we know as the Golden Rule. And this is what it says. "Do for the other what you want them to do for you. This is the meaning of the law of Moses and of the teachings of the prophets." You want people to be nice to you? Be nice to other people. You want people to love you? Love other people. Help other people. When you need the help, they can help you. Now turn to, stay in the same book, Matthew. We're going to go to chapter 18 and read verse 15. So in Matthew 18, we have another view. It says, verse 15, "If your brother sins against you, go to him, show him his fault, but do it privately between you and him, between yourselves. If he listens to you, you have won your brother back." So it's there that we know we're going to have disagreements. The idea is how to solve our disagreements. Living peacefully with each other is what we're trying to do. And if we live peacefully with each other, God would be very happy to see mankind living like that. But the human race doesn't live this way. Even Israel, God's beloved, even Israel's God's beloved wife always seemed to go back worshiping pagan gods. Now let us look at another trait. Psalms 103. In Psalms 103, let's look at verse 13. It says, "As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust." So God is showing once again that he cares for us. Even though we know we're going astray. So let's look at another scripture and turn to Matthew 23 and read verse 37. So find Matthew 23 and verse 37. It says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wing, but you were not willing. Again, that's what God wanted to do, but Israel was not cooperative. We know how we feel. God also feels sadness, disappointment. But most of all, God feels love. God is love. Love was never created. That is God. And he also has been merciful. Do we have the mercy, the forgiveness, the patience, and the love that God has? I'm going to leave you with this. Turn to 1 John chapter 3. It says, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for the brethren. And I'm going to add something to that. For the rest of the world. Brethren, God has feelings, just like we have feelings. We have to look in our hearts and see how we are with other people. Any problems, to settle them peacefully, the way God would like us to settle them. And at the same time, to share the joys, the happiness that we feel with other brethren. That's the message for today.